Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Last night, I know I did it. I know a lot of people do it. It is revenge bedtime procrastination. Psychologists to figure out why we do it.
Why are we staying up way later than we want to?
Yeah.
Like, we've told our, it's not even like we told somebody else. We tell ourselves, I'm going to sleep.
I'm going to bed right now, and I probably won't go to sleep for quite a while.
We just scroll and scroll.
Yeah.
And then an hour and a half later, we're like, why did I do that?
Yes.
There's a reason. They say we're sacrificing sleep to reclaim personal time and a sense of control after a long, stressful day.
That does make sense. You go in, you know, you're going to go lay down to go to bed.
Like, this is the only time.
Yeah.
I have control of things.
Like, I have me time.
I can decide to do things.
Yes.
Important things.
I'm in control of when I sleep. Or don't sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to take back time that it feels like was never yours all day. So you just sit there and you scroll.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're on TikTok just going, you know, and you go, oh, I'm just going to look at this for a couple of minutes. 3 hours go by.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've diagnosed yourself for several diseases just by looking at things. You've got some recipes for dynamite chili. It's all just right there.
Sleep loses.
Yeah.
But freedom wins.
I know.
For just a few hours.
And then we're all just super tired the next day. It's what it's like being alive in 2026.
Yeah. Over and over.
Yeah.
Till tomorrow night when the cycle will return.
Yeah. But it is like, it's the weekend, so you can stay up late.
Right.
You can stay up late like adults.
You can sleep in maybe.
Yeah.
Usually during the week you have to wake up and the first thing you're saying is, why did I do that
last night?
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A 43-year-old woman in Nashville got busted for drugging men downtown, stealing their stuff, and using their credit cards. One guy woke up in Erica Williams' car at a random gas station with no memory of how he got there.
Yipes.
And I guess while he was sleeping, she dropped off his phone into one of those phone return for money kiosks.
Wow. Yeah.
And a bunch of other things, according to police. And it's not the first time she's done this.
Wow. So be careful. It's not just people drugging drinks.
Right.
Other stuff, too. Wow. Of course, they're trying to push a $250 bill with President Trump's picture on it. They announced that yesterday. A lot of things would have to happen for this to happen. For our 250th birthday, there is a rule in Congress that's been in place since the 1860s that no living person can be on U.S. currency. And also, they would have to go through the whole rigmarole of getting ATMs to accept $250 bills.
Who in the world is saying, you know what?
I need
$250 specifically.
Yeah.
I am sick of carrying around 200s and a 50.
I know.
Who
need some more room.
This?
I have one of those small, cool wallets I bought online, and I need to just, you know, shrink everything down. So, yeah.
It's paper money.
It probably
ain't Who even uses it anymore?
It probably ain't going to happen.
Well, Southwest Airlines has quietly updated its policy for plus-size passengers. The big change is that you no longer have to buy a second seat ahead of time. If there's an open seat next to you on the flight, the gate agent will give it to you for free.
Nice.
If there is not an open seat on that flight, you might have to wait and get bumped to a later flight where there is a seat available.
Okay.
But
it might be worth it for you.
Basically, they're not having people pay double the fare.
All right. I rejoice along with other husky Americans. All right. What about your name? Do you like it?
Of course you don't. Even if you do like your first name, you probably disliked it for a good portion of your life.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, his podcast, and he was talking to Billie Eilish, and they were talking about how they both hated their names growing up.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, who doesn't hate their name?
Yeah.
They feel like, this doesn't fit me.
Yeah, that's true.
I go by Jim, but I can't tell you how many times Jim has been turned into Jimmy, and because other kids are so kind, right?
Yeah,
abuse you like crazy. And
I've heard you be called Jim Bug,
Jimmy Sprinkles. I mean, it's all out there. Who doesn't hate their name? I think everybody does. Like, eventually you grow into it.
Yeah, you just kind of accept it, or you know, you just use it for government purposes only, kind of thing. You know,
does the name shape what you will become?
Yeah.
Like, if you were named Janet, you will be working in HR at an office.
Pretty much, yeah.
Janet, it's like HR.
You feel bad for anybody who's named Karen because you know, they're a Karen. They are a Karen. They can't help it.
They have the definition of a Karen.
Even though people have tried to change that name to Jessica, still, Karen is the one that you want to avoid.
Right. There are sometimes when I use the name James, you know, my actual legal name.
Yeah.
But it sounds way too formal and pretentious.
Yes.
My name is James.
Hello, I'm James. It sounds like a butler.
It does.
James, fetch my pomegranates.
Like, I should be wearing a tuxedo all the time.
Oh, James.
Taking people's coats.
Home, James, and don't spare the horses. Use your whip.
It's this far away from Jeeves.
Jeeves. Now, yeah, if your name is Jeeves, you're going to be a butler. That's your only career path. I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
Well, my middle name is Leroy.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But it's actually, on my birth certificate, it's spelled with a capital R, so it's Leroy.
Leroy.
Now, that sounds fancy.
Oh, it does.
That sounds like I'm a pretentious, like, schoolboy in Great Britain. You know, like, Leroy!
Fetch my boy Leroy some LaCroix.
Yes, LaCroix for Leroy. But, most people, you know, maybe they like their name, maybe they don't, or they just don't use it.
How many of those people are celebrities' kids?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson's kids.
Yeah, Blanket.
Blanket.
Yeah.
what were his other kids' names?
Paris, Blanket, and Prince.
Prince.
Yeah, so.
And he had one name like Velveeta Louise.
Right.
I think that we'd ever hear about.
Yeah, Bolivar Shagnasty, I believe, was one of his daughters. Yeah, so yeah.
They're going, I'll take Karen.
Yes, by default, Karen is much better. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. If you need some trees removed, contact them at localtreefellers.com. We have a married couple. We love it when it gets personal with Gender Wars. We have Stephanie and Chris. Good morning, you guys.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right.
Morning.
Let's get to know you just a little bit. Let's start with Stephanie. Tell us the number one activity from school for you.
In middle school, I played basketball. And in one of the games, the score was tied. I mean, it was down to the final seconds.
Ooh.
I got the ball, tossed the shot from the three-point line, made it. I started to celebrate as my teammates started to cry, and I realized I had made the shot for the other team.
Oh, you threw in the other basket.
Basket.
Oh, but at least you scored. You just have to change the story as the years go on.
Yeah, I know it, right?
You change it to tears of joy.
Nobody remembers.
But what a shot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Sure, I lost it for us, but look at that shot.
It was
I know, right?
Awesome.
That's great.
All right, Chris, what was your number one activity in school?
Mine's not going to be as exciting as that. It's just I was in marching band, so I know that's what I'll be known for. I played trumpet in the marching band.
Oh, nice.
In high school, yep.
I don't know how you guys do it. Between the playing the musical instrument, mm-hmm. being out in the heat and the rain, and having to be coordinated in what you
having
do.
To remember, yeah, all the sequences and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and usually the band uniforms are not
my
that.
My mind does not click on all cylinders like it did back then. So, yeah.
Usually the band outfits aren't very nice for the summer.
No, they're not.
Nice wool outfits. That's good. All right.
Yeah.
Let's begin the game. You each have a screw.
Okay, start with a multiple choice question for you, Stephanie. If you're using a gap tool, are you checking your car's battery, tires, or spark plugs?
Tires?
No.
Ah.
No, it's spark plugs.
Oh.
All right, Chris, here's your opening question.
All right.
In the romantic comedy The Proposal, was Sandra Bullock's co-star Keanu Reeves, Chris Pine, or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
That is correct.
Okay. You four score first. All right, Stephanie, what does it mean if you order your bourbon served neat?
That's without any, it's just straight bourbon.
Yeah, nothing else. Yeah, good job. Yeah, no ice. Just a glass, and you.
I knew she would know that one.
Hey, now.
That's why you threw it to the other basket.
I knew you would say
You were
like
full
that.
Of bourbon. just kidding, obviously.
You're a favorite. Legs is a brand of what, Chris?
Pantyhose, it is.
Pantyhose, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
Comes with little silver eggs.
Yeah.
Can you still do that?
Looks like a little egg. Okay.
I don't know. I remember them
I'm so
vividly.
Proud you know that, Chris.
I remember from back in like the 70s or whatever, the commercials and stuff. But
yeah.
Still packaged that way. Yeah.
All right. It's a 2-1 lead for Chris. Stephanie, you need this to continue the game.
Okay. Stephanie, the Florida Panthers are a hockey team.
Oh, for God's sake.
What sport do the Carolina Panthers play?
Football.
Football.
Yes.
Look at you. You got it. Good job.
Well done. All right, it comes down to this. Chris, if you get this one right, you win it. If not, we go to overtime.
All right.
Which Kardashian sister owns the Skims shapewear company?
I'm going to say Khloe.
Khloe.
Not Khloe.
Is not right.
Not Khloe. Okay.
All right.
It is Kim. Kim owns that one. All right. All right. That means we break the tie with Name That Tune lyrics.
Up to 5 lines from a song. Stephanie, how many will you need?
3.
All right.
Less than 3, Chris? What do you think?
I'll try 2.
2? Back to you, Stephanie.
Yeah, we'll try it and see.
Yeah, I'll give him 2.
She says, do it, Chris.
Okay.
All right.
2 lines. Here they are. You can go your own way. Go your own way. What's the name of that song?
Go Your Own Way?
Yes.
Yes. It is. Shockingly.
All right. You both win the concert tickets, so I assume you'll go together, but you get the bragging rights, Chris.
All right.
Bravo, bravo.
We'll have to have a rematch again soon.
Sounds so sincere.
We will.
Congratulations. We got tickets to go see the Human League. Enjoy that. Thanks for playing, guys. We always enjoy talking to you. You're so much fun. Gender Wars. A daily occurrence here with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We play our little game occasionally about whether you have to guess when something silly happened, either in Tennessee or in Florida. But I'll go ahead and tell you this is Florida because it obviously happened in Florida.
Okay.
It's pretty funny, though. A 45-year-old man in Florida set up a full tiki bar in the middle of a Walmart parking lot and served drinks to shoppers for 3 hours before he was stopped by police.
Yeah, I would imagine they frown upon people who don't have a liquor license.
Liquor license, actually selling alcohol
in the parking lot
of a Walmart, which, you know, you're normally just, you know, trying to avoid the thrown out disposable diapers and the free puppies.
I wouldn't give him a ticket. I'd give him a medal.
See, it's
thank
like,
you. That's what I need to.
How is this a crime?
Cope with a Walmart parking lot.
I'm sorry. I thought this was America. How is this And it kind of reminded me because I saw this happen in Murfreesboro, not with that elaborate of a tiki bar or anything like that.
Yeah.
But there's a huge apartment complex right behind Siegel Elementary. And going by there, if you take like a back road there to go through McDonald's, and there's a Camino Real and stuff over there. But there's also a guy that shows up every once in a while with like a rolling cart, like a hot dog stand type thing. And he's selling alcohol to people in the apartment complex. Just people were lining up to buy drinks out in the middle of the parking lot. And he has it on wheels so he can get out of there really fast.
It's kind of brilliant.
And you got to admire the entrepreneurial spirit.
The free market at work.
Yeah, yeah. This radio thing doesn't work out. Maybe that's what I'll do.
People just want to stumble out of their apartments and get some booze.
That's
and
right.
He's there for them.
So when you're like having a Sunday morning coming down, come on down and get a beer. That's what America is all about. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in the walk around the neighborhood.
If you've been following the NBA playoffs at all, the Western Conference finals going on between San Antonio and Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is heavily favored to win the series. But the Spurs may have a little secret weapon. It's eight nuns that show up at all the home games for the San Antonio Spurs. They wear Spurs jerseys over their habits, and they cheer loudly for their team.
Go, Spurs, go!
And they actually will pray before the game, praying for, you know, no one to get hurt and for everyone to play at the best of their God-given talents.
Talent plays a huge part of it. And so, yes, we are praying really that God's will would be done.
And it worked. Last night, the Spurs were winners, and they won 118-91 over Oklahoma City. And now they go to Game 7. They forced a Game 7, and the winner will go up against, you know, Timothy Chalamet and the New York Knicks. But yeah, the nuns are really cool. They're out there just really, they're cheering. They got their habits on with their jerseys over them.
If anybody's gone to Catholic school like I have, you know that nuns can be the most passionate cheerleaders you can ever ask for.
Yeah, they're committed.
It's a habit the team doesn't want to break at all.
No kidding.
If you want to see these cheering nuns with the jerseys over their habits, it's kind of cool. You can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Yesterday they announced the big old lineup for the Freedom 250 concert series. It's supposed to get underway in about a month in Washington, D.C. at the National Mall. And a lot of people have dropped out. A lot of people have dropped out because the first time they heard they were performing is when they announced the list. Apparently, a lot of people didn't know they were supposed to be there, and maybe they didn't check with them ahead of time.
A lot of them are saying that they were promised it was going to be a non-political event.
Right.
But it's really something the president has put together, like his initiative. So they found out, okay,
what, do you expect him not to be there?
He just kind of wants to be a part of everything.
I guess people have dropped out. Sadly, Morris Day and the Time will not be performing. Young MC will not be singing his one hit.
He will not be busting a move?
He will not. He's busting a move elsewhere. The Commodores, without Lionel Richie, will also not be there. Martina McBride, also Brett Michaels, has dropped out. And Milli Vanilli. Now, do they realize that Milli Vanilli, two guys, they both lip-synced, and one of them is dead?
How are they
going to do that unless they're going to use a seance? Or maybe they figure, you know,
Tupac hologram?
Yeah, or maybe they figure they lip-synced anyway, so it doesn't matter.
We could just hire anybody.
Just the one guy.
You.
Just the one guy can be there.
We'll give you $75 bucks.
Do both parts.
Say you're Milli or Vanilli, whichever one is still
you're
alive, and just stand there while we play the track.
Well, so far the people that said yes, they will be there will include Kid Rock. There's also Vanilla Ice, Flo Rida, and CNC Music Factory. They will be there to do their one hit.
It's really completely a throwback to like the 80s and early 90s.
I mean, look at the lineup they had at the AMAs, the American Music Awards. There was a lot of throwback artists. That's hot right now. So
we're going to celebrate 250 years of America.
Yes.
But only have about 6-year span of the music.
Yes. But, you know, CNC Music Factory wasn't going to do it, and then they realized, oh, we need a check. the Woody and Jim Show. Of course, it's going to be another hot, humid weekend. But then again, it's also going to be has some refreshing rainstorms coming through.
Oh, maybe, delightful.
Maybe you want to escape to the air-conditioned comfort of a movie theater.
What's coming out this weekend? Horror fans are very excited about the movie Backrooms, which is it's kind of got some internet lore over the years.
I've seen some clips to that. It looks interesting.
It's supposed to be really, really, really good. I'm looking forward to that. The other movie coming out this weekend, The Breadwinner, starring Old Hickory's very own Nate Bargatze, very much involved in creating the movie, not getting very good reviews. Right now, it's about 29% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. You remember the movie back in the 80s, Mr. Mom, with Michael Keaton? It looks like it's the same movie.
People are saying, yeah, it's 40 years later, and we're still doing jokes about a guy who doesn't know how to make eggs or do laundry. Yeah. I mean, nobody loves Nate Bargatze more than you and I.
Oh, we love him. It's like we root for him. We want him to do well.
We have been all over it. Like his stand-up special
is awesome.
His live concerts.
His appearances on Saturday Night Live just been really, really good.
Yeah, hosting award shows. He's been great.
But when he's doing something out of his element, it's difficult. Like he did that, I think it's still on. He had a game show. And it was difficult. I was embarrassed for him to watch it.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of people are saying this about this movie.
Yeah, really kind of just even the people that said they liked it, it's so tepid. Mm. One reviewer saying it plays like a failed TV pilot.
Yeah.
They say there are more laughs in 5 minutes in his stand-up routine than there is in the entire movie.
He's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is he's out of his element.
I loved what he said, like, hey, we're making everything is the matinee price for the movie, so you might be able to get to see it for, like, $5 so the families can go and it's an affordable night at the theater, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it may have been just discount pricing because I don't know how excited people are going to be to get out and go to this thing.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It's kind of cool. The Titans will induct Dave McGinnis, Coach Mack, into the Ring of Honor at one of the first games this new season.
Oh, that's great.
Sadly, he passed away. He did a lot of coaching and, of course, did a lot of the radio announcing for the Titans over the last few years.
Yeah, it was a sad passing.
Yeah, so they will be honoring him. They'll announce what game it's going to happen, soon.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
A drag queen named Patty Gonia is going viral after being sued by the outdoor brand Patagonia, saying that she is infringing on their trademark because of her stage name.
So I am fighting, and I'm inviting you to join me in a simple call to action. Patagonia, drop the lawsuit.
She says it's a pun on the South American region, the same place that Patagonia named itself after, and she's not using the company's logo or anything like that.
Right.
And people are saying it's going to be hard for Patagonia to win the case.
It's interesting.
She's kind of got like the outrageous hair, that you'd expect from a drag queen performer.
Yeah, like they had a drag queen in a Far Side cartoon.
And a thick Ron Swanson mustache.
Oh, you gotta love
which
that.
Which is like, it's all this while, talking about her legal lawsuit and being very serious. It's amusing.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, of course, will happen on the 4th of July. People are wondering, will Joey Chestnut return?
I haven't been able to sleep wondering if that's the case.
He actually got arrested in Indiana for a bar fight and is then on probation, was not allowed to leave the state of Indiana.
Oh, wow.
So, luckily, a judge has stepped in and said, yes, you may travel to Coney Island.
For America!
To eat them hot dogs for America. That's right. So, yes, there is still something we can believe in America. It is commencement season. Things are wrapping up around the country.
Yeah, a few schools have just had their graduation ceremonies.
Some not out in the rain.
Yeah. One of them was Harvard that had one of their famous alums give the commencement speech.
Right.
Late night, Oscar host, podcast king, Conan O'Brien.
He went to Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah. He ran the comedic newspaper there.
Yeah, the Harvard Lampoon that yep. became the National Lampoon later.
Did he give a serious speech? Of course not.
Here's a clip. It's pretty funny.
Of course, perhaps the biggest issue facing this institution is that the federal government of the United States is suing our university. Yeah. Many people think I've come today to defend Harvard. Well, sorry, those people are wrong. Not only am I not against these lawsuits, I'm here to announce that I'm joining them. I, too, am suing Harvard. I'm suing Harvard for the cast iron bunk bed that greeted me upon my arrival at Holworthy 16 my freshman year. A bed that has since been confiscated by The Hague as an instrument of divine cruelty.
He goes on to list a whole bunch of things that really sucked at college.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, maybe I've got a case against where I went to school.
Yeah, no kidding.
I like this.
Is there a statute of limitations on that? I don't know.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.